Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So we haven't talked about him, just to make it perfectly clear, but you know, from my point of view, just as a development guy, I'm a long-term development guy, not necessarily this, but as a development guy, what I would love to see is him absolutely knock the door down. I don't think you take a guy like Sammy Basayo and you bring him to the big leagues just because there's a need. I think you bring a Sammy Basayo to the big leagues when he's destroyed AAA in all facets of the game, his at-bats, his defense, everything. So when he destroys AAA and he knocks the door down, to me, then he becomes part of the conversation. I don't personally think you bring a guy to the big leagues with that type of profile until that happens.
So Adley Rutschman's going to be out until at least after the All-Star break, and Maverick Hanley, who came up to replace Adley, is now on the concussion IL, so people have speculated, does that mean it's Sam Basayo time? And that's Tony Manzolino throwing some cold water on that. Now, to Sam Basayo's credit, he is having a hell of a month of June. 6 homers, 14 RBIs, batting .352, slug of .435, on base of .435, slug is sitting at .722. The issue is he hadn't played a whole lot of defense, right? So when is that time?
Well, let's be real. They don't develop defense.
No.
Who's come up here as a plus defender?
I agree. Full disclosure, though, he's been hurt, so that's slowed down his defense.
I understand that. And catchers take longer. And I'm not advocating for him to be called up now, but I'm just playing a little devil's advocate there. Like, the old guy got fired in part because he started saying the quiet part out loud. I'm pretty limited here, and some of them don't hit because they can't catch, and we didn't teach them to catch in the minors, or we didn't get them to the positions they needed to be in for the majors soon enough. Therefore, they're trying to learn on the fly at the major league level, which is counterintuitive and should be anathema to what they have sort of told you that they're going to be, which is this incubator of young talent. I would just say his calling card, right, is his bat. And it's bat-to-ball skills and extreme elite left-handed pure power, not just left-handed pull-side power, but pure power. Our friends at Fangraphs recently had a story up. Projections fueled top 30 hitting prospects mid-season 2025 update. And now that we're a bit of the ways through the minor league season, they ran their numbers, advanced stats on every minor league hitter. Take a wild guess who they're most bullish on right now. Even more bullish on him than Roman Anthony.
That would be Sam Basayo.
Sam.
Yeah, he came in number one in this numerical exercise that they did, looking at bat data and ball to bat data and all the at the vanguard of all the different analytic numbers that are out there from a hitting perspective. Now, this didn't quantify and calculate defense. I would just say, though, this kind of talk baffles me. It makes me chuckle a little bit because I was thinking about it last night. Who have they brought in here? Not only do they not develop defense, but they brought in Frazier. He wasn't any good at second base anymore. They brought in Odor. He was past the stage of being able to field his position anymore. They signed Sanchez, a bad DH, to play catcher. They signed O'Neill. I watched him for one weekend, said this guy can't move. Like, what are we talking about here?
They don't value defense.
So, but now, you know what I mean? But they use it as a crutch because they're scared to bring some of these kids up at various times. They're scared of their own shadow. They don't know what the hell they're doing over there. That's become abundantly clear. But I like how they both sides this to spin it however they need it at any given moment to spew whatever rhetoric they want to spew. But like, who do you think he's going to be really like when he's up here eventually?
Mm-hmm.
By August, how much better do you think he's going to be defensively as a catcher then than he is now? Now, you don't hopefully need him to catch as much then, which is part of why I don't want him here now. But let's be real. They have who have they developed?
Defense is anathema to Mike Elias.
He still would get probably, 20, 30 more games under his belt.
I don't want him here now, but I think this is convenient pablum.
It's convenient, but it's also, the kid's 20 years old. And to bring him up at this point when he's caught 16 games this year, 11 games last year, so 27 games at catcher at the AAA level. And a lot of it is because of the injuries, like you were saying, Ken. The bat's there and everything, but even if they were to bring him up today, even though he should play almost every day, if you're going to make that move, we know he wouldn't. Yeah. We know he is never going to start against a left-handed pitcher. It's not going to happen.
I don't know which is making me chuckle more, the idea of bringing him up now or the idea that they're going to trade him for a frontline starter. I know we're going to get into that a little more tomorrow, but still, like, both of these things kind of make me laugh. Like, just let him continue to progress at AAA.
Yeah, I mean, their failed season shouldn't expedite, like, his arrival. But anybody who's trying to tell you that what he's doing right now as a 20-year-old at AAA is not absolutely demolishing that league doesn't know what the hell they're looking at. Like, that is an advanced league. That he is, like, five and a half, 6 years younger than the average player in that league. I think most years it's around 26 and a half. And he's destroying the league. He's destroying pitching in that league. He's getting on base at an elite rate. Yeah, 20% strikeout rate. Maybe it's not totally ideal. It's a hell of a lot better than a lot of their kids have had at AAA. He's doing absolute damage. So, like, was Jackson Churio more ready than him? Like, I don't think so. Well, and, like, so, I mean, we can, you know, is Roman Anthony right now as a hitter more ready than Sam Basayo?
If he didn't have the injuries that he's had this year and he was catching more, I'd be more comfortable with what they got going on bringing him up just because the hit tool's there.
You've been on Sam since Delmarva. What do you think of him defensively?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, I think you could live with him. Here's what scares me. They can't come up with plans for normal prospects. How can I trust him to come up with a plan for this one, right? Who really should be toggling between two positions and DH. Like, they can't figure out until he's 26 and a half years old that Heston Kjerstad can't play the outfield. Like, could they come up with a plan and not go have some other waiver claim who they fall in love with, you know, in the offseason who then keeps him from playing like he should at the start of next year. Like, could they cultivate a plan to clear a path for him to play 3 days a week at first base, catch 2 days, and then maybe have a DH day? Like, that doesn't seem like rocket science to me, but they haven't been able to do it for anybody.
Look, you're Kobe Mayo
Kobe Mayo's finally a first
base. And this is trickier because it involves catching.
Yeah.
Much trickier.
But we've been saying Kobe Mayo's got to be a first base months ago, maybe years ago, and he's finally
and
a first
I've been
base.
Saying if this team is ever who they really think they are and as good as they think they are, then carrying three catchers might have to be a part of the plan because Adley doesn't hit when he catches because you'd want to be careful how much you catch this kid. You know what I mean? Like, but again, wow, now we're really, that's going to require some real thought. Like, they can't handle traditional, easy, like, slam dunk kind of stuff. Kobe Mayo isn't playing every day now, right? Even with Mountcastle on the 60-day IL. So you're telling me that they could figure out how to toggle these two?
Kobe Mayo drove in the tying run Friday night, had two hits. He wasn't going to play the rest of the series if Westberg doesn't get hurt.
But if this kid keeps doing what he's doing, and we're on the other side of the trade deadline, and they've just sold, he should be up here. Because guess what?
Oh, he'll be up here.
Guess what? I don't know that he's ever going to catch 5 days a week. But if you have, and something I really beg them to do, because you could tell he could play first base. I remember last time we had Michael Elias on the show, man, why don't you put him in right field? Like, I know he can play first base. You know he can play first. Why don't you start putting right field in there? Well, we don't think he could do three things at once. Well, yeah. No, he can play first base. Why don't you start getting the right field in? Because at a certain point in time, he might be a first baseman DH right fielder.
Orioles and Rangers coming up tonight at 6:30. Baltimore Baseball Night, 5:30 live from Pickles. It's Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken. And Matt Weirich is going to join us at 5 o'clock. Covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. We have some updates from Tony Manzalino on some injuries. He just spoke to the media. And we'll take a look at those Texas Rangers as we preview this series next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.